It's been called a meeting to order at 12:30 on Tuesday. First thing is a roll call, and we'll announce our names. David Miller.
Rick Ziegenfuss.
Brian Caperton.
Randy Hayes.
Jim Youngblood.
And we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda was approval of prior minutes, and I'm not sure I missed something. I don't think we got them, did we? I didn't.
I got one of these, but I didn't get the minutes.
Okay. So we're all on the same page. So I guess we'll skip over approval of minutes and approve the June meeting minutes next month. Next item is old business. One old business I'm aware of is the priority matrix, which is already on the agenda. And we have no public, so I guess we have no public comment today. So next item is addition and updates to priority matrix. I got an email from Travis yesterday with HDR, and he said want to update us on his contract status so the board can be updated today. He said the county commission still has not approved the contract. We gave it to them several weeks ago, but it's taken some time to get it through their legal review, apparently. As far as I know, there's no issues with the contract. It's just taking time. It's set up as a unit price contract, not to exceed $10,000, as we have discussed. It's on the commission agenda Thursday morning at 9 for approval. Once we get approval, we'll start updating the matrices as we've discussed. He's not going to make it today. He's pretty familiar with the projects that need to be removed and added to the matrix, but if we would make a list from our discussion today and email it to him, he'll get to work on it, and he'll be at the next month's meeting and not delay it anymore. So I kind of thought that's what we could do today is figure out if we know what we want to send to him to add to the matrix. One thing I did a few days ago, I wanted to add Highway 76 to the matrix. So I went through his little chart that looks into the matrix itself to figure out what Travis needed to know. And as I typed it up, I thought, heck, I just created myself a little form. Not that I'm in the mood of creating forms, but I figured once I filled in these blanks, these are blanks line up with all these things across the top of the chart.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if you guys wanted a copy of it, but that's
sure.
Yeah, I made multiple copies.
Can we get enough? Because I've got.
I made like
said
three.
The green ones are done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
them are completed. There's another one on there called Slough Hollow, I believe. I don't remember just where it's at on there.
Well, there's 2-2 near the bottom, Randy. The green line.
2-.
Yeah, it's
Slough Hollow Road, yeah. Fisherman's Nose, and
okay,
yeah,
got it, Mark.
Yeah, it's green. Okay.
Yeah.
It will be completed. So, yeah. We're all right.
So we can take the green ones off.
The green ones are going to go away. So.
Randy, you're on a roll, so what's the other colors tell us?
I didn't have a legend on here. Travis could tell us in a heartbeat, but.
The blues are on MoDOT's things to do list already.
Yeah.
Yes, two of them I know are the intersections that they're planning to do this year, and I think they're already scheduled. I won't get them sometime this summer.
So blues can come off, to my knowledge.
Them should be able to come off.
Okay.
I have no idea what them two red ones. Them are.
Lakeshore Drive is on the STIP, and actually I brought for new business, MoDOT's approved their next plan, and I brought copies for everybody of that, so you can see what's on the MoDOT list for the next 5 years.
So,
Does it include the, on the turning, some type of turning situation on the intersection there?
Yes.
That needs to be addressed.
That Lakeshore?
Yeah.
And I have that on here, and actually, some years ago, we were trying to get a project out there. And Great River Engineering has a whole engineering study, including the traffic flow analysis and all of that for a signalized, or not a signalized, but a controlled intersection with islands and turn lanes and all that there. So that does exist, but I don't know what the scoping of it is on the STIP here. We can take a look here a little bit, but it's the only project that it seems like we have on the STIP.
You mentioned Highway 76. What about coming up the hill from that, where that them deep ditches and something.
That's what this Lake Shore Drive thing is, filling in those ditches and putting some shoulders on
that
it.
That was a concern.
It's my understanding they're going to bury culvert under there and put drainage underground and do some things like that. But Jim's right, that whole intersection needs...
Mm-hmm. From first-hand experience yesterday. And I don't know if there'd be a possibility, and that was a question I'm going to have for Beth today if she'd been here, if there was some type of temporary arrow turning type situation. You got a blind corner coming east, and then of course the hill coming down. But that is extremely dangerous there.
And I've almost lost hope for this, but the real answer to that intersection is to move it up the hill, way up, not there, but up on top, and leave that. Matter of fact, you don't even have to have that road.
Just close it down,
And then, because Kennecott had offered land to go around and back and all of that, but just go up the hill to the top of the hill, put that access road up there, and then where it goes all the way out and then it jogs back, that all comes straight across. And there just wouldn't be all of this going through all that. It would just be off the top of the hill. Site triangles are there, elevation changes, you could cope with all of it. But again,
do they have a state? And we are talking about Lake Shore Drive. They have that prioritized by any chance? Or how would that be on their list, Rick, I guess?
Here you go. I'll just pass those around. You can take a look at it. And actually, because I use this at partners meeting, there's both Stone and Taney County on here. But if you go to Taney County, and I'm trying to see exactly where it is. Guardrail East North Branson. Lake Shore Drive is on what I'm going to call the last page, and it appears that it is scheduled for in 13-14, $2,000 for engineering, and then $2,000 straight across, and then in the last year, 18, $13,000 for engineering and $188,000 for construction. So it looks like they've got it pushed out to 18. And they're just doing all of the other engineering, scoping, preliminary stuff that they do ahead of time. They got a couple of thousand buck placeholder in there.
For $188,000, they're not going to do much to it.
I'm going to guess islands and that road ditch repairs. That's it. That's what I'm going to guess that is.
Yeah. Well, even if that had been a big improvement, what's there? On these that we can take off of here, we're trying to maintain 20, is that correct?
Total projects in there, I thought there's 41.
41.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, everything that's colored here would come down, Randy? Or...
These would come off, and then these have already been rated and prioritized,
and
wouldn't those just move up the list, and then if you bring anything new, it would go through that, and I have no idea where that would
Well, some of them may land higher, right?
Some of them may land higher, some may...
See, and that, I'm thinking that's why that arterial collector, Birch to Maple, and the Fall Creek Road one are red, because I think those are scored pretty high. Is that right?
What order are these in on this, where we're looking at right here?
They're in the scoring priority or whatever.
That's what I thought. This red one, this top one will become number two, right, in effect?
Probably, number two, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That was my understanding. They would simply move up and brought those out. And then safety issues, et cetera, unforeseen situations. May remove one of those others.
I feel bad. Ron's not here, and he really is after that Buchanan Road and all that stuff. And he is hell bent on that. But I'm telling you, that's a bigger thing than
he told me that he was visiting with a lot of people in regard to that.
Well,
I talked with Beth, and I think one of the things, probably what I'll do is the state, county, and the school get together and talk about that road in general, not just the intersection, but the rest of the road. We've got a strip right in the middle that's never had anything done to it.
I don't think Ron is doing that because it's a pet peeve with him.
I think he's getting the feedback, but I will tell you, some of those, that homeowner association that found his number.
Yeah.
And so instead of them having to prosecute the effort, they've got him doing it. And of course, he's doing a great job, but that's a hard position to be in because there's not, short of just going out and spending a couple of $1 million, there isn't going to be any way that they'll let up on him.
I know a position, Jim, because I was in that same position with the Falkirk Bridge.
You were.
You know, I immediately sent an email to Beth and said, "Well, this looks good. I really appreciate your efforts on this." I mean, every other day someone would say, "Hey, you're still involved with that blah, blah, blah." Said, "Well, yeah." It was pretty bad, but that's rectified. It's good. So is that, David, what Travis wants to hear from us? We simply move these up?
Well, yeah, I know that one of you guys mentioned at some time whether it makes more sense for a new step to go on the bottom, and I think we kind of all said, no, they need to be rated, and something
could
pop
wherever they need to be, mm-hmm. Yeah. But is Buchanan Road even on here?
I think so. Better be.
If it is, it wasn't very high.
It wasn't top priority.
Was rated.
It's 5-1. It's above the middle green one, and it's just above it. 248
Buchanan Road intersection
traffic safety, and then I don't know what 248 and Flynn Road is, another one, 5-3, and if we could find 5-2, I'll bet you it's right in that too, someplace or another. 5-2 is up pretty high there. Yeah, it's up right below the bottom orange one, and it's up at so it's ranked a little higher.
Yeah.
I guess we had a death.
But those
well,
three.
We did have fatalities at that one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Randy, think about that fatality. The guy was drunker than 60,000 skunks.
Straight
and
across
drove 150
the road
miles
into
an hour into a bluff. Well, I'm not sure geometric improvements would have saved him.
No.
And like the drunk who gets on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Ran away. Yeah, that's what it was.
Ryan, I think what Travis thought maybe we could do today is give him a list of what we know we want to add. I don't know.
Do you remember what a new one cost? If you brought three new ones in, what would that cost for him to make it go through that? I know we've done the 41 projects, but they averaged out.
It did.
Well, it's like $1,000 a piece. I mean, when you really, we gave him 40,000. Didn't we have 40,000 bucks to work on this whole thing?
40 to 45.
Yeah, and then we had 42 projects come out of it. So I'm going to say $1,200 a piece was got it, the whole big sheet of it all laid
right,
out and everything else.
But the ads weren't going to be that much. Going $10,000 next year didn't just get us 10 projects, did it?
Well, I think right now it was just an hourly rate. Because part of what cost so much in that other one was they had to do the format and they had to get the program going initially.
Yeah.
And so now they have all that. All they have to do is take the data and plug it in. I say all. I'm glad they're doing it, not us.
Yeah.
So. But I would easily say we could probably have this reordered in 10 new projects, and I'll bet you we'd get that done for that money.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
The problem with me is I'm not sure I have 10 new projects.
Yeah. No, that's what I was wondering how we were going to, do we split them up by districts, and every district has so many, or, because
you know,
I'm like you, I really don't know that.
In the old days, when economic development was flowing and housing subdivisions were cropping up and new shopping centers and intersections and the airport and all that, that was one time. But now, things haven't changed all that much. Now, down in my area, and I don't know this, and I honestly don't know it, Big Cedar's doing all kinds of stuff. And that's going to result in something at some point, but I don't know what. So they're opening this academy, and they're doing some other things that people are talking about all over the place. And I've been involved in some of that conversation, but I'm telling you, it's close-hold stuff, so I don't know, but there's going to be something there.
What, Rick, while you're in that area, what have you heard on the racetrack? Is it dead in the water?
As far as I know, it is. The banks are, Harvest and Ozark Mountain are fighting over who's got first position on the land, and it's just a, but as far as I know, last I talked with Tom Gammon, which has been 3 months ago.
Well, there was going to need to be some major reconfiguration at that intersection.
At 86, that still needs to be there. That truly still needs to go because, first of all, that's a very short route to the airport. And second of all, we badly, for economic development reasons, need a small industrial park that has rail access. We're really losing a lot of quality jobs because we don't have rail. And that is in there. And that was part of the racetrack plan, was this industrial park. And so we can have rail, highway, air integration. And then that gives us also a central services corridor for things like central collection of sewer and that kind of stuff down through there, which is badly needed down in that area for the airport, McMillan Homes, Fruit Farm Road, Country Farm Estates, and all of that.
As the crow flies, what's the distance?
A mile and a half.
A mile and a half.
And road distance, this looks like it's going to be two something. And there was a preliminary, it wasn't a design, but it was a route. And there was two routes. There was actually the one that Great River proposed went around the north end of the runway. When you go out there and look at that, to me, that's pretty dicey. But if you go a little bit to the south, the way they built the airport was off of J Highway from the south, and there's already roads that go to the tower and around that end. That's all there. And if we were to come through there and go over to that, we could get there pretty easily. I mean compared to the other way, pretty easily. But there's a lot going on there if we could just get through it all.
What about right-of-way? Was there any acquisition done at all?
No. Okay. But what I would like to do now is find out which bank is left standing and work with them, because fundamentally, there's an indeterminate value to that land, to them. They don't know. I mean, it's whatever somebody will pay for. If we could get the right-of-way from them right now, I think it would even encourage an investor at some point to know that there could be through traffic coming right straight off of the highway right over to the airport, and they could be on it. And so I'm thinking that's, at least in my estimation, a way forward. But there are so many players and so many moving parts that it's just...
Yeah.
Hard. And nobody wants, I mean, it's money. And so does the county have money? No. Does the state have money? No. Do private people have money? No. Well, that's always the first response, but if you can get a return on investment, some of that stuff moves around a little bit. So that's kind of what I'm thinking there. Like the STIP. None of the projects, the big projects we've done, have really started way out in the outer lands and worked their way out of the STIP and all that. It's usually once we find some kind of partnering of money, then they get on the STIP. That's how that seems to go. So just because that is not on the STIP currently, I think if we could find money to match ODOT money, we could advance that into this STIP. That would be a huge step forward on some pretty badly needed stuff. So, anyway, that's things that we're working on. So, but there's a whole bunch of other pieces. And I've been in meetings. I've actually been in meetings with Big Cedar people, which I come out of the meeting and not sure I know any more of their business than when I went in. But they're serious about doing something that involves that area down in there.
That's good.
So, and Mr. Morris is buying land. Crazy down there. He's bought Tate Road all the way down in there along the lake. He's got most of that around Big Cedars all bought. I think he might even be going into Paradise Point and buying some of that stuff. So he's really buying a lot of land. And what the staff down there told me was that he felt like their build-out of nationwide store network was where it needed to be, and they needed to come back here and refocus on doing some things. But at any rate, we need to be prepared here to say that that Highway 86-65 interchange needs to continue to be a priority and some kind of connector road.
Well, we need to take into consideration with the people involved. And with John, is that there's going to be something happen out there in the story.
Yeah.
So part of our job would be anticipate to a certain degree, I would think, and how we would move forward on. He will do something with that. Johnny will wake up one morning and say, here's what I want to do. Let's get it done. He may tear it down the next day, but he will move on it. And it would appear to me that with not knowing their long-range plans, but knowing their past, is that he's not doing the acquisition on landmines unless he's got something in the world.
And I believe that to be true. And that there are players that are not normally connected to him that are advocates for what's going on. So I believe they're involved some way that I don't know what it is, but I believe that to be the case. And so that means...
Well, you know, good, smart players, they don't go in and build it. They acquire before they build, and they control.
So can I tell people around the county that Disney's coming?
I was just thinking that myself. I think we need to start another Disney rumor, and it's going to be out there, and we need that intersection. That's what I was thinking.
But yeah. I just don't exactly totally know what it is, but my involvement is that they're talking central services and roads out in that area that's going to be, and then I'm my economic development hat, I know we've worked with a lot of folks, including the railroad. So that it's doable, but it does take a private investment component. And this may be it, I don't know. But we don't want to get caught off guard and say that we don't even have it on the horizons anyplace. Right. That's why I think that's important.
Well, I think you're remiss if you do. I mean, knowing the past and anticipate the future there is that. I think that's the area.
Something else is going on, and I'm not exactly sure what it is now. Many of you may know or you may not know, but Gary Snayden's got some pretty serious health problems, and I'm meeting with his brother, Daryl, as soon as we're done here today. And Daryl will have something on his mind. This isn't just a social call, so I'll have to see what that is. That could easily impact some of the stuff we're doing, too.
Gary, by the way, has made some improvement.
That's what Kathy said. That was good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's kind of at least District 1. That really, the key things are on here, and it just hasn't changed all that much.
And what I was thinking, you just said, how many projects do we each get? I can't think of maybe one more I'd add. So if you want mine, add more to yours.
What happens here, I think, at least, is that the people around the table, and I'll say Buddy Roberts told me this, he says, look, there's not going to be any more projects, so we're not doing anything. I don't see that as the case. I think these should be legitimate, defendable projects, and if they get down to 10, but we're still advocates for them, that means that we did 30 other ones that needed to get done, and they got taken care of by MoDOT or by us or whatever. I think this is very encouraging to have three of these and two blue ones, that what we've been working on is making it through the system.
Well, some sense of accomplishment with the color there.
Sure.
And what we've done, I think. But you're absolutely right, Rick, and keep moving forward, because there's not anything happening right now. It's kind of in a la-la land. But if we'd done it with the city on our 20-year plan back when I was involved, we wouldn't see the cut-through roads to 76. So having that plan effect. But I don't know what I would add.
Things change. I mean, yeah.
Sure, and there may be
in the future stuff is going to come up.
But we allowed for that in this matrix. Yeah. Is that those things could change safety wise, et cetera, et cetera.
I was looking at some of these on here, say the small, and I'm just picking on these small projects. Coming up here in blue that MoDOT's going to take care of, so them's going to leave the list. So that's going to leave some room. But the next small project, 160 and 248, of course, that's going to be a MoDOT issue there. I can't work on that. But I was looking for something that maybe the county could work on off of this list as the next highest priority to you guys. Something that might be able to be done in-house. One thing.
Hulls Ford Road, I don't
Hulls
know
Ford
what that
Road,
is.
Hulls Ford Road, traffic calming, basically. I mean, we've got it posted. I could look at that. I mean, it goes to the creek down there where it's fairly heavily traveled in the summertime. Other than that, it's just local traffic down there. But Buddy had that on there. And I don't know exactly what his intent with that is.
I also believe 4-2, the 176, 160, isn't MoDOT doing something with that in conjunction with all these other things they're doing?
Yeah.
I think that one.
That one actually should have been
a blue or a green.
Isn't that the one right here north of Forsyth?
Uh-huh.
It's tied in with these others.
Yeah, it is.
So that should be colored blue. Because I think that was that would be MoDOT in the city of Branson, I believe, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Which where are you at?
Point Royal Drive.
Unfortunately,
was that,
yeah.
That was a stoplight type situation.
Was that a stoplight?
Yeah, I didn't know about
MoDOT says they'd allow the signal if somebody paid for it, or they put it on their list, their 20-year list or something like that.
We got 990 units out there now. Randy, a question on 165 and 265, and
yes.
That is
by the chateau.
No, you're talking the other end.
The other end, the south end.
Other end, which I know it's state, but also we're county involved too, aren't we on that?
Yeah, well, I mean, we come up to the intersection, and that's where our maintenance.
And, you know, we visited briefly with Beth at one time about maybe doing just a slow sign there. On the intersection, dangerous intersection, and it's still, before you look, and before you go, something's coming around, you know, there's just not enough time.
Together.
Coming from the east, you still could improve that side triangle some. That could happen coming from the east. Coming from the west, towards the lake or that way, there's a hill
right.
That you come up the incline, and so they just pop the hill and they're there. But coming from the other direction, that the nose of that point could still get knocked off. So I mean, it's a little rock.
Is that on here?
We could have that survey and find out what the right of way is. If there's anything we can do there without having to acquire.
It's a sight distance problem, number one.
Yeah.
Right. In that, the time that you make the commitment to go ahead and go, bang, they can be on you. So,
well,
there's some way to slow the traffic, and you know the stop sign you put up. The city put up at the White House Theater and it's got the little blinking light on top of, you know, really gets your attention. And it's all sun.
Mm-hmm. Solar powered, yeah.
I wonder about rumble strips in conjunction with the sign.
It might very well be, but that's a problem there is, Ryan, and you could be running 35 mile an hour, and you're on top of someone before you get pulled out.
Yeah.
It's really a safety hazard.
I mean, we could put up a slow sign back on our part. I don't know if we could talk with MoDOT if there's something they could do on their part, I mean, to slow the speed. But one of the things you put up dangerous intersection, isn't that kind of throwing a light?
Yeah, we don't do that.
That's kind of a liability issue.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, so they improved that, but they knocked part of that bluff off at one point.
They did.
But it's still, the curvature still is.
But it could be better.
It could be better.
Because when you come down the hill there and you look back, Actually, well, to tell you the truth, because I go through there quite a bit. I don't live far from there. Night is better than day because you see
headlights coming. Oh, yeah.
See who's around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have your wife and all the kids looking and still.
Yeah.
Just can't get out.
And, of course, there's a lot of tourists there. It's really hard on them. Yeah. The traffic relief routes, they really do use that to go south to 65 and come in that way, and it's hard.
Because and, you know, I don't know what the accident count is there.
You know, we looked at that before, and it's not as crazy as you might think it is, and I drive through there all the time. Actually, there's more accidents when you're going around the bluff and the geometric curve tightens there. They run into the bluff or the guardrail down there more than they do at the intersection. But at any rate, it's still not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can tell by this, if that's the 165, 265, the fourth one up from the bottom, under safety index, it says zero.
Dave, you really skipped over the stoplight deal real quickly. But to revisit that, just briefly. So I'll have something to tell our people, the 999 that live here, plus four per unit, which comes to about 4,000. Okay. I think they use it all at one time.
Yeah.
Is there anything in the city works or MoDOT has agreed to signal it?
Yeah, they agreed.
Someone paid for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, would there be any use in pursuing a joint venture type situation with Point Royal and the city on cost?
That would get it kind of moved up a little bit. Where we're at a year or two ago, the mayor came with this idea that every other year we'd budget $200,000 for a signal, and the next year we'd study whatever, and the next year we'd build one, and so we'd start working on the ones, and that one's on the list. We have like five on the list. And then, so this first year came around, and they used the $200,000 to do something else. So that plan didn't work real well. But if there was a lot of movement out there and an offer to share some way, then...
But just food for thought. Mm-hmm, in that, see, we've got the Wilk Theater traffic.
Yeah.
And you got the Point Royal traffic. And, of course, you got the dam duck traffic, blah, blah, blah. If there's a candidate, anywhere, to my knowledge right now, that would need a signal, it needs it. But I don't.
If you get that signal before Newman gets his, he's going to crap. You know that.
But there again, having said that, is that our accident ratio there has been that great. But still, it gets a little bit.
The one intersection I remember was higher than that was the one that's the east entrance into the Red Roof Mall there at Gretna at Rosalie.
Yeah.
Now with the Red Roof Mall gone or doing whatever, it's kind of in limbo. So I guess you could say yours is the number one on the city's list.
Well, the thing about it, with the curve situation on the Red Roof Mall, kind of it didn't help on that. Yeah. But
and that one would work probably for a roundabout, maybe.
The Point Royal situation, if we had any other line of sight situation other than what we got, would be a really severe problem. But we have good line of sight really both coming both ways. But that count on that. But I'm just food for thought, and I'm most certainly don't sit on board out there or anything, but if the city would consider doing a...
And MoDOT has their whatever enhancement money or whatever that program is, that they would fund some percent of it. They're pots full of money.
Right. And then a note on there that I didn't bring it up, Ron Newman. He wouldn't speak to me for a year.
Jim, is that intersection on here?
Point Royal Drive? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do.
It's relatively far up.
I know I read it.
I was just looking here. Maybe it's
6-5, Randy. It's about in the green, just above the green line?
Yeah, right here.
We're literally in the next few weeks the city is doing its budget process, and I don't have a problem at all filling out the paperwork to put it in the budget. I mean, I get too far, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay. Is there anything I could do to help along with mine?
Just whine.
I'm good at that. Jeff, my wife says I'm good at that.
You run into the mayor or
Rick, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He probably knows, I think, after what I do. He lives there, and I'll visit with Rayanne. But
one of his columns gives the rating on 41. It rates 25th.
We were talking about.
Where is the Point Royal situation?
It's 19th.
After we move.
No, 20.
After we move these out.
Well.
Be up to 15.
We'll see how they, mostly everything should follow up. I mean, everything. Primarily.
Something that has.
Whatever new ones.
10, 11. You know,
they
want
to put word, how do they rate them? And, I mean, they're ranked higher. They're still.
But those two areas, probably is my greatest concern right now, is on the 165-65 safety-wise and the Point Royal thing. And it's not just because I it needs to be done, but and I'm just thinking some way to, if we could do a fund situation jointly, mm-hmm. and then the state, and maybe the Point Royal would do that.
It's possible.
If I didn't miscount, isn't there seven of these that's going to leave the list? That's not too bad.
No, that's actually excellent, because a lot of these are long-term projects.
Right.
So to get seven of them done in 18 months or a couple of years is really pretty extraordinary.
Okay, well, I made some notes here, stuff to email Travis that we talked about, but I'll tell you all, email him when you have ideas.
Okay.
Let Ron know too. Anything else?
No, and I don't even know if this makes any difference. This is the map associated with the STIP, and this is just the Southwest District and all these projects. There is a Branson inset up here. But it does show, there's a thing up here, how many projects in the next 5 years Southwest District will be doing across the district, so you guys can take those. That goes along with that sheet that I handed out. The Bull Shoals Bridge is on there.
Okay.
It's at 18. And it does look to me to be like they're going to build another bridge alongside of it, what it looks like.
Cool.
$7 or $8 million project, and it has a big old chunk of right-of-way acquisition in it. And so I'm thinking if they're going to do right-of-way acquisition, they're not going to use the same right-of-way. But it looks like, now, I don't think they can build that bridge for $7 or $8 million.
I don't think so either.
But, and I'm doing this off of memory, it might not be good.
I would have guessed $12-15 million, but I don't
know. Improve the bridge, Table Rock Lake, that's at Kimberling, and that was $10 million. And then there's...
And that was just improving it, because they're not going to build a new one there.
No, that's just improving. Bull Shoals Lake Bridge is on the last page. And, well, the 7.6 is construction. They've got about $1.5 million in engineering and scoping and right-of-way. They've got $184,000 in right-of-way and about $1 million, a little over, in engineering. So really the whole total project is probably going to be just under $10 million. That might.
What are they going to do the bridge in Cameron City? It's too narrow for one thing.
And I don't know if they're going to do a lot with it.
They're going to do a resurface on it.
Yeah, though. Just restore the pieces.
And they could figure why they built that scenario in the first place.
Well, because it was 50 years ago now, right?
Yeah, back in the old days.
So car widths were supposed to be 6 feet, and now they're not quite 8, but they're getting there. So
that's about that bridge is more narrow than a lot of other bridges built that time, though.
That was 11. Well, they say it's not. They say that it's almost 12-foot lanes. It's 11 something, yeah. And I only know what they say because I don't know the details, but they say part of why it appears and feels that way is it's so long.
Maybe that's...
And so you get in this little thing and the sides are right there and you're right there. I grew up along the northern Mississippi, and you would go over these bridges, and it just scared the crap right out of a little kid. And there was really nothing wrong with it. It just was high, and it felt bad. And they say that bridge just feels bad. So I don't know.
But if them flyover bridges, brand new bridges, and they're wide, but you get up on them, it just gives you the feeling that...
Yeah. You know. So anyway, but there's the stick. You guys can see what it is. And the other thing is they don't have money. That's another problem.
I had an eye on that Ron Newman brought up last meeting, talking about the Emery Creek subdivision in 248 for that subdivision traffic. That's a county road. I did meet with the homeowners association people and talk to them about that. Basically, that can be improved depending on what we need to check with MoDOT, see how that road was allowed in there. I know they have a turn lane, but can you solve the situation by moving the road somewhat, changing the site distance just a little bit? I could see that, but I had met with them and talked to them, and she feels better about it now. So, but it's nowhere near a priority like what we're looking
at. Pulled in there the other day and looked at that, and it didn't seem all that bad to me.
It's not in an SUV or a pickup vehicle, but you get in a small car, that dip is what's got them concerned, and that's the main thing. It's not the looking back to the north, it's looking back toward Branson.
That curve's right there. But
so I don't know how much land that the subdivision has, if that can be moved. That's going to have to be checked out with MoDOT to see what can be done there. Maybe that'll solve the issue there with concerns.
Sometimes that's all it takes, Randy, just to listen. You know,
yeah.
It goes a long way.
I mean, they have done improvements themselves. There are a couple of things.
Yeah, they took out,
and took out the
that hill thing, and
whatnot,
yeah.
And done some work there. So they have made some efforts there. So.
Very good.
Okay. Any new business besides the ones you just brought up?
The only new business I got is just to get my mind right about our dates. Is this the new date for
that was next question?
just so that I get square here.
The last thing I saw was the answer is yes.
Okay. I mean,
fourth
this is
Tuesday.
So. This is so Doug can be here. Missing Doug.
I was thinking that myself.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got
like
this right.
Last month he says he'd be out of town like this whole week, right? It didn't matter what.
Yeah,
day
that's day. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know where Ron's at. I don't think you told me. Yeah, but I think this is at Tuesdays at 12:30, which I like.
Well, this puts it on the same day as my public water district meeting, so that works well.
Oh, okay. And is it before or after?
It's at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so.
Your whole day shot. It's a little earlier in the day, because when we get late like that, that's hard. Mm-hmm. Try and finish the day, and then go back and finish the day again, for me.
On these Tuesdays, I have city council meetings, so now I'll be wearing a necktie to this meeting every week.
You're the man, now. I won't be the only
I was
one.
Impressed.
Prefer not to wear the necktie.
OTC's opening date is August 20th, so it'll be, I guess, before our next meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning. So anybody that wants to go over to the campus and get a little tour around.
I read the flyer on it last night, matter of fact.
Yeah, that little tab in the newspaper came
Impressive.
Out. Yeah, so there's a lot. It's good. It's a very cool place. So anyway, and Randy, I'm going to guess that that'll add traffic to 165 because some of the folks will come the back way from Branson around to school now. I'm going to guess, but I don't know that.
Are you guys got any plans for your section of 165?
I was looking at it. There's one patch on there that's getting a little dicey, and then one thing we need to do is restripe it. There's a few spots, but I think it's still going to be a little time before we get at that. Things are kind of, economic development-wise, are kind of breaking loose, and so now we just award a contract for a new well there by the college to drill a well. The tower's going to stay, but we're going to drill a well. And that engineer's estimate on that was $260,000 to drill the well. It came in at $320,000 was the low bid. Contractors are starting to get busy again. And so...
How deep was it, like 1,200 feet, one of those kind of deep ones?
1,560.
Oh, really?
We tried 1,500. MoDOT says, no, 1,560. Now, what's magic about that last 60 feet? I have no idea. But it's a 12-inch casing.
Wow.
Because that water demand there is just is growing so much. And I'm worried to have OTC there and not have water right. So, at any rate, that's. But I do believe that there will be some increased traffic. Now, you guys have got the signage on it. That really almost made the road look new with new signs up there.
Yeah, we've done that. And then I think roads like that, they're going to get striped every year. So, and that's fixing. We got all our painting now, so we're fixing to start that mainly in August. We'll get all that done.
I'm almost, and I don't know if you guys want to do it, but I'm almost willing to do an intergovernmental agreement of some kind of reimburse you guys if you just leave the sprayer on for another 600 yards and finish up ours, because otherwise we just have to have a mobilization fee from a contractor to come out there and stripe that road.
I'll bring that up.
So just see if I can have it. The other thing I got my tail to crack on is Dundee Road. Dundee Road is below the Dog Pound Road down along Short Creek there. You guys went out and chip and sealed. Of course, we put a new sewer line down through there. Well, the part of the road that the residents aren't happy with is private road, public right-of-way, but it's private road. I just had Boyce and the guys take the base rock instead of scooping it all, or the wash rock instead of scooping it all up and hauling it out of there. There was nothing to do with the road, but the residents wanted it on the road, so we just left it, spread it, and... Well, now that's a big, giant problem. And, of course, your guys are doing chip and seal. Now, what the real problem is drainage coming down that hill. Now, I'm going to go down there outside the city limits and put a tube across that road to keep them quiet because your guys and the sewer districts are all the sons of bitches at Hollister. They came out here and tore up your road. We didn't do shit except dig in the edge of it. But anyway, we're going to fix this. And I just want you to know when you're striping, just keep that in the back of your mind. The other thing is, the attorneys on Sunset Drive called me and said, our road's full of holes. I said, that's a county road, but we'll come out and throw some asphalt.
How do you really feel about it?
Well, I've just had these little pimples on these hemorrhoids last week that have been kind of bothering me. And so I said, I'll see old Randy today. We'll see.
Yeah, our guys pulled in and were always chipping that road.
Yeah.
And we got talked to by that lady. And then all of a sudden, our drainage pipe that had been there for... since they built that road up there to the dog pound. All of a sudden, that was washing their road out, which that road up through there, there's no ditches, no drainage.
There's going to be a ditch right there by a tube at the part where the Free to Me project, I call those Free to Me. Free to that homeowner.
Oh.
They are always loving those.
Yeah.
This project needs to be done. Okay, so how much are you going to pitch in and we'll pitch in? No, free to me. And you do it all, you, the public. So I'm not sure how the taxpayers of Hollister is in this, but...
I'm building four-tenths of a mile of road right now up to where my son's going to build his house. Run a dump truck and a backhoe all weekend. Reckon the county would come in and help me somewhere?
Absolutely. Just bitch a little bit. And then
the freedom of saying a word.
I kind of like it. Okay. And is there a motion to adjourn?
I would move that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Yep. So I think we'll meet on a Tuesday next month.
All right.
Have you ever heard of a musical road?
Yes. I read an article about that. I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
My fiance.